You're listening to The Naked Scientists, and now it's time for our kitchen science. This week is extra special. We sent Mira to the Natural History Museum to investigate a potentially cosmic finding sent in by one of our listeners.
I was walking back home, and I heard this clatter about 10 yards away from where I was standing. And I thought, nothing of it. I walked back home, got in bed, and then I thought to myself, I know what that must be, because it can't be anything else. A meteorite.
That was Colin from Ipswich, who sent in a sample of his meteorite to the Naked Scientists. So to find out if it really was from out of this world, I took it along to the Natural History Museum in London and analysed it with meteoritics researcher Dr. Sarah Russell. To start with, Sarah told me what the definition of a meteorite is.
A meteorite is any natural object that originates from beyond the Earth but comes through the Earth's atmosphere to land on the ground. Before it lands on the ground, it's actually a meteor, and then it turns into a meteorite when it touches the ground.
OK, so we've got the sample just here now. What do we do first?
Well, first I'm going to take it out of this little packet. It looks like an igneous rock. An igneous rock is a rock that's at some point in its history has been melted. This is very common for terrestrial rock, but there are some meteorite samples that can also be igneous in texture, so it doesn't exclude the possibility it's a meteorite.
What should we do next?
I've got a magnet here. Now, most meteorites contain some free iron in them, and that means that they're attracted to a magnet. So the first thing I'm going to do is to see if this sample is attracted to the magnet.
OK, so it is actually sticking.
Yes, it actually is, which surprises me, I have to say, because most igneous rocks are not magnetic.
So there's hope yet?
There is hope yet. For this kind of rock, I think it's more likely that instead of having iron in it, it's got a magnetic mineral in it, like magnetite.
What's magnetite? Is that just in a lot of rocks then?
It's in quite a lot of igneous rocks. It's an oxide of iron.
We've now found out that there is some magnetism in it, though, so is the next stage to look at it under the microscope?
Yes, exactly. I've got a microscope here, so I'll put it underneath.
The microscope's actually hooked up to a camera here, so I can actually see the sample up on the computer screen. What can we see here now, Sarah?
That's not looking good. It's got some dark minerals here, which might be magnetite. Now, the texture of this, it looks slightly sugary, which kind of confirms my suspicion that it's an igneous rock. It's got a white crystal there. That's probably quartz. And that's quite an unfortunate result for a meteorite, because quartz is a very common rock on Earth, but it's essentially absent in meteorites. Because to make quartz, you actually have to have a rock that's come from a big planet that spent billions of years evolving and producing different kinds of rocks. So it's not found in asteroids, and asteroids are the most common source of meteorites.
So could the presence of quartz have burst Colin's bubble? Here's Sarah's verdict.
I think this isn't a meteorite. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but I don't think this is a meteorite.
Even though the sample didn't turn out to be a meteorite, I asked Sarah what she would have done next if the rock had looked promising under the microscope.
If we looked at the rock and we saw it was a mineralogy that was compatible with a type of meteorite, then the first thing that I would do is to get a very thin slice of it called a thin section, and we'll use the thin section to look in the electron microscope to look in detail at the composition of the minerals. There are some indicators. So, for example, in meteorites, if there is free iron, it's nearly always has nickel associated with it, and that's not true of a terrestrial rock. So that's one simple test that you can do once you've got this thin section of material. The other diagnostic test is oxygen isotopes, because the oxygen isotope composition of most extraterrestrial material is quite different to that of Earth. What we can do is we can do an oxygen isotope analysis, and that can tell us for sure whether it originated on the Earth or not.
To show me what real meteorites look like, Sarah took out some samples from the museum's collection.
I wanted to show you this meteorite here, which is a meteorite called a chondrite, and this is the most common, by far the most common kind of meteorite that is seen to fall. The first thing to notice, well, when you pick it up, it's actually denser than you'd expect a terrestrial rock to be, and that's because it contains a lot of iron metal in it, and iron metal's denser than rock. Then also, if you look on the outside, you can see it's covered in this very thin, dark black layer. And that's called a fusion crust, and that formed as the meteorite came through the atmosphere. The outside of it melted, and the fusion crust is really the best diagnostic thing to say that something's a meteorite.
What are the main types of meteorites you get here at the
Natural History Museum.
This meteorite, called a chondrite, is so called because it contains, I don't know if you can see, it's got some rounded blobs in it. There's a round whitish blob there and some round dark blobs there. These are called chondrules. They're made of silicates. They actually formed as individual red-hot molten bits of rock that were floating around in the solar system. And then they solidified and eventually came into the meteorites. And there are two other main types. One's iron meteorites, which are made mostly of iron. And the other one is stony iron, which are complex mixtures of rocky material and iron material.
So there are three types of meteorite out there to be discovered. Unfortunately, Colin's sample showed the presence of minerals formed only on Earth. But that doesn't need to stop us from keeping an eye out for meteorites in the future, especially as the source of these space rocks can range from debris dating back to before our solar system formed to fragments from the surfaces of other planets when those planets were hit by even bigger meteorites. The information they can provide us about our solar system is endless. That's it for Kitchen Science this week, but if you want to know more about meteorites, then go along to the Natural History Museum at the end of the month, as they're launching their new permanent mineral gallery, The Vault, on the 28th of November.
Oh, how disappointing for Colin. That was Mira talking to avid listener Colin from Ipswich and Dr. Sarah Russell from the Natural History Museum about meteorite spotting.
Thank you, Kat. It's Chris.